League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
I like the fact that Pat has shades on and we all have shades on. We're going to keep them on too.
Yes, we are.
Hey, okay,
well, my eyes are no good right now.
Let me go get mine.
We're cool. Pat,
turn your phone the other way.
Hold on.
Why? Right, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, there we do.
Hey, people.
Yeah.
Sorry I'm late.
No.
All good, man.
I don't want to be left out.
Roxy, we about to start without you, cuz. We already recording, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Sick yeah, Rocky,
Pat, where are you going in your Toyota?
To get my shades.
I'm going to damn it at young Gary, but I stopped and got a present for Pierre because he turned 70 today.
Happy birthday, old man.
Aw, yeah.
Gonna fuck that up, boy. I got the cake and I got some cupcakes. Hippie brought me cupcakes and a cake. Balloons right there.
It's good for you to high blood pressure.
That's lit.
That's a lot going on. A lot of sweets.
Kevin, you at Kevon Stage Studios with that cake. You better hide it.
Ain't nobody really fuck with a pineapple upside down cake besides me.
Kevin does.
He ain't gonna be here today.
Yeah, you remember how he picked your cake before.
Kev got a breast exam today. He ain't gonna be here.
Doing it this way today.
You said that man had a mammogram. A mammogram.
This light ain't light.
I laugh.
What up, Roxy? Hi, CP.
You know, why do people like different people every time I see you?
I'm laughing.
I don't really know what you look like, Roxy. I'll be honest.
It be switching day to day. I was on a thing with CP. He said my room looked like Narnia, and now I moved, and it still looked like Narnia. So
no, that shit look like
put all the same stuff.
That shit look like Sabrina the Teenage Witch room. I'm grounded, but I have a spell for that.
It do look like the CWs.
That shit is like one of the rooms on Lock and Key. Like somebody come up behind you and put a key in the back of your head. And you
I never saw that. Is that good?
That's
Lock and Key is good. Watch
that. Can't believe you ain't watched that, Pat. That's right up your alley, bro.
I'm so behind Marvel stuff. That's Marvel, right?
No, it's not even Marvel. It's like
it's on Netflix. Friend.
It's mm-hmm. just like Netflix.
It's really Netflix. Fucking good.
I think they are in the Marvel Universe, though, Pat.
No, they're not. Not at all.
No, they're not. It's Netflix.
Isn't it based off a book, right?
Put on your goddamn cocoa butter lip spread.
There's still stuff on Marvel on Netflix from their last deal. They have Daredevil and all that stuff.
Daredevil was
not whack. Neither was The Punisher. I just finished The Punisher.
The Punisher was not great at first. It got better, but it was not great. Well, listen,
they're whack in comparison to what else the Marvel Universe has to offer. Niggas like Blade. I'm not a fan of Blade. Like, bro,
it is based off Blade.
You don't like Blade?
He started it all, and he's black. He's a black.
No, I respect
he's
him.
He's a black?
So y'all must bang Martin Luther King speeches in your whip. Because you got to love everybody that you know what I'm saying? It's like,
I do. Yeah, I do.
You bang MLK speeches in your whip.
It does go hard. And it is a comic book, but it's not Marvel. It's under IDW. They do Ninja Turtles, right?
They got a mixtape with Martin Luther King's whole I Have a Dream speech, and they got Metro doing a track for it. They got Metro doing a track.
Shit you say. I don't believe anything you say.
You do like to lie.
Me?
You lie.
Yes.
On my birthday? I wouldn't lie on my birthday. Yeah, that's a
perfect. I didn't even really think it was your birthday until you showed the cake, because you be lying so much.
It probably ain't his birthday. He probably just wanted cake today.
I'm going to Google it. That's he probably had three passports.
Sorry. Those glasses look so like fat. They came free with a time machine.
Wait, let's see if it's your actual. Oh, it is your birthday. It says it on you on Wikipedia. March 7th. He be changing it, girl. 84. He be changing
it multiple times a year.
It say 84?
Yeah. Are you older than that?
Wait, you said that to hear was on Thickopedia? He was on
Thickopedia? That's what it said. You got a wiki page.
Did you say Picklepedia?
He's on Thickopedia.
That's not nice.
Oh, Picklepedia.
Oh, you
CP can see her phone from right here.
He's sorry, got a picky page.
They got all your business on here to hear.
I'm not surprised.
They can call your friend. Wife the sugar of your pie.
You said what?
Look up
you say you call Karen sugar of your pie.
No, I don't call her the sugar of my pie. Nobody speaks like that. Talking about Shakespeare.
Hey, that's all the facts on Wikipedia. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'm gonna send you this link. I'm gonna send you this.
I don't quick, send it to him. Tahir edited his own wiki page.
He is a new face of Vizine. He just closed the deal. We got 15 commercials in production.
Oh shit!
They got bread. Good job, CP. Congrats.
Thank you very much. We're not gonna talk about Tahir's tooth fairy deal. You know what I'm saying? Tahir has a four picture deal because he's the only person who ever got away from the tooth fairy, kept his baby teeth, and the tooth fairy is like on him, and it's like a big serial killer, like a thriller. You know what I'm saying?
That bitch is mad.
It's a thriller. You gotta look it up on his Wikipedia page.
What fuck you?
Hey, what was that laugh? That sounded like a riding lawnmower. This my old one. I'm sorry, man. We got to turn it to a birthday roast now. I'm sorry, shit. Man.
We did that last year. No more birthday roast.
No,
That
shit was so live, though, bro.
It was so dope, man.
Yeah, but it only really works when you got people that you really fuck. I mean, it not only really works like that, but it's better when you got people that you really fuck with and they know you. Like what BT did with the drawing pad, that shit was so unique, bro. That should be great.
That was so funny.
And this nigga Pat said the barrel. Two barrels gave birth to me.
I was just watching that shit legit last week. It just popped up.
I did the history of the barrel.
Oh my god, bro.
That was fun.
That was a great time.
That was a great time.
Tooth fairy thriller. That's hilarious.
Yo, I would read a tooth fairy thriller, CP. You need to write that shit. I would legit read that.
I would read that shit.
The tooth fairy played by The Rock.
Ooh. But he mean this time? That would be like scary as fuck. The Rock coming through your shit, taking your shit?
I would like to see The Rock as a villain, though. I
thought The Rock would be a good villain. Is the nigga from Candyman, the new Candyman.
Oh, ooh, he fine, though.
Yeah,
he can
take my shit. But I was the Rock was a villain in The Mummy, the Mummy he was in, The Mummy Returns.
He was also a villain in Doom.
Wait a minute. I just thought of another movie. This one's on for internet where the tooth fairy comes in to get Roxy's teeth, but he stays for some ass. And what happens?
He's so small and hard, he's gonna be very upset. It's gonna all it's right like a, to hear.
It's like a tooth. You're gonna put like teeth together.
You're gonna have 12 teeth when I'm done to hear. Oh, cut it out. You only got 14.
Booty ass. Bicuspid booty ass.
Tooth booty? We're built very similar, so relax.
We're not.
You're so much thicker. Don't.
He said Roxy ass looked like a zoomed in Rubik's Cube. Like, this is two cubes in the top corner. Two cubes in the top. Now, you see these? They got to be the same color. That's how you know you're in the right pattern.
This is Roxy backing up.
I'll be be working don't hard. Booty, booty,
don't he said, your booty man, don't look listen like to them.
I'm not, girl. I'm not. You got a nice shape.
Thank you. It's a deadlift booty. You
try to do that too when I told you that you and me had the same shape last week and that I would look exactly like you in that sweatsuit. And it is the truth.
But the hair shape like the Michelin man.
Why you
what you think you shape like?
He you said,
know, "Rocky, you thought you was an hourglass." Shut up, CP. I ain't gonna let you finish. I'm gonna just keep yelling.
Nah, just say. He said, "Your ass look like when there's two high C's left in the pack. When you down to two box juices, and it just be two box juices in the refrigerator. They be on top of each other like that to the side, and you then you gotta go get some more."
But people drink them, okay? Thank you. They be slurping them up.
That metaphor doesn't work.
It doesn't.
People like my hard booty. Everybody don't like
it. Two Game Boys left, and it's Rocky's ass.
Let's get ready to jump into the first topic of the day. Shout out to our special guest. We got Roxy Hayes. Roxy Hayes in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thank you. I want to see it.
Roxy, shut up.
Oh, sorry. We introducing?
Yes.
Hey, we're doing stuff.
Y'all want to see a Roxy nude?
Oh!
Don't do her like that.
Man, and that bag was expensive. Okay. Thank you. And that bag was expensive.
That bag came free with a jar of Vicks Vapor Rub. Shut your ass up.
And bitches like Vicks. Open your mouth.
Shout out to Rocky.
You gotta go to Roblox yesterday.
And shout out to the original squad. We got Meg Scoop, CP, Patrick Cloud, and of course I'm to hear more. It's the birthday show. It's gonna go off the rails, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with the first topic right after this.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you love a little more. Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more. Go to AdamandEve.com. Choose almost any item at 50% off. When you do, you also get 10 free gifts, including 6 spicy movies, a 3-piece bonus kit, and best of all, free shipping delivered discreetly right to your door. Just remember to use the offer code SQUAD, that's SQUADD at checkout. Make a resolution for better sex this year. Resolve to bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom this year. Go to adamandeve.com and use the offer code SQUAD.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather lose your sense of sight or your sense of feeling?
Like, what's touch up? Feeling or like my feeling?
All feelings, like just like touch, all your feelings.
Oh, so I can still feel good. You talking about my
like you can
touch.
You can smash, you just can't
you can't even feel good.
No, you can smash, you just can't feel it.
Right.
So it's just gonna dang.
I don't know if without feeling it, I can continue to convince my shit to stay hard without nothing exactly. In it for that. My nigga be like, look, dog, it ain't nothing in it for me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, look, all I'm saying is Stevie Wonder got kids, bro. Go ahead and take this time, my boy.
I ain't gonna lie. No,
like you can still get a heart, you just wouldn't feel it. You just be like, well, it's hard.
Can you imagine how intense a blind nut is?
Oh, because when you take away a sense, all your other senses get. I don't want that on top of me.
I mean, how do you clean up?
You know,
wiping the wrong.
It's not your responsibility.
No, yeah. She get the towel. She knows you blind, nigga.
Yeah.
Bitch, you can see. Get out of here.
Why you mad at her?
Because I can't believe she tried to make me wipe it up. In Pat's scenario. Get out of here.
How would you even stick it in? There's so many questions I have.
Rose, she gonna do
you
all
don't
that.
Need, you know she where a vagina is located. You don't. If you have to do that much searching, you
if you've been blind your whole life, how you know exactly where?
Because you know what? Blind people can see much more than we think they can because they're very intuitive when it comes to feeling. So trust me, I bet you blind man does not miss that hole like any time compared to...
You put your thumb in front of your dick just and you just find it. And then, like
or
that.
She can guide you. Are you fucking somebody that's not going to help? They just like move to the left? Like,
well, first of all, Roxy, we're also discussing... that y'all met at the meeting where everybody's missing something. So maybe your girl doesn't have any arms.
You added that.
But she doesn't have any arms. And all she can do is wear wife beaters real good. You say
then
what?
She can do it with her feet. Then she can do it with her feet.
That would be impossible.
She can do it with her mouth. Maybe she's flexible. Like, you can do it with your other body.
She gonna put the dick in with her mouth?
It's just like, huh? I don't know.
You have to kind of like throw it in.
Yeah, she just this way. Like, or this way. Like Meg said, like, blind people do have way better other senses. Like, so yeah, he can feel
she's not a vagina. Blind, though. She just doesn't have any arms to the
Who
shoulder.
Is this woman? Who is she?
She didn't keep both her hands inside the ride.
That's how it happened?
Yeah, yeah. And so they met at the meeting, right?
What's Six Flags.
Missing something meeting?
Yo, this is a very sad meeting. So
it's the not that person- sad if it's at Six Flags.
No, it happened at Six Flags. That's her job. Like, she goes around to different amusement parks, and when the guy is giving the little speech, like, keep your arms and legs inside the ride, and nobody's listening to him, she grabbed a mic and be like, hey, my name is Rebecca. He's not bullshitting. Like, and then she tells her story, and then everybody be like, oh shit. And then they do this.
Hey, what's crazy about that is the little safety things, you know, the little vest. Would that work on someone with no arms? That like fully.
Yeah, because it's still on their chest. It's not on their arms. It's not in their arms.
That when she ride
her because it's through.
Yeah, but she be having to wear heavy shoes.
You still got shoulder.
She got to wear Balenciagas. She got to wear heavier shoes.
Yeah, you know what comes down right here. So
now if it was here, then yeah, you gonna nub it out. But it's not right.
Fat ass too. So like she ain't going nowhere.
What was the question?
It was the question.
Would you rather lose your sight or would you rather lose all feeling?
Sight.
Yeah, I'm going with sight too, because like Meg said, we watch Daredevil. He was a lawyer and whooping ass. Like, you know, he still has all his other senses.
Wait a minute. You just made me think of something. I might go no feeling and then I might start boxing and lose it.
Ooh.
Because with no feeling, I'm invincible a little bit, kind of.
No, you can still get Parkinson's and get the shakes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can still get knocked out.
But if I can't feel it, then I'm just running around just
nah, bro. If he still hits you in the right part of your temple, you're going to fuck that.
Yeah. Oh, and then
I get paid and I don't feel it. I have no headache. I wake up like, hey y'all, that was crazy.
You have to be good.
Nah, but to hear is right, because the feeling lets you know, like, okay, that's enough. You're not gonna know when it's enough, so they beating your ass, now you're dead.
Also, you have to have a good record. You have to have a good record for them to bet against you.
Hey,
you can't just go 0-100.
We're the most defeated though. He keeps coming back. He's 0-50.
There are boxers who are trying to win who have 0-100.
Listen, I fight every other week. I need no recovery time. Matter of fact, we having a season of me fighting every week.
Wouldn't that mean you win if you don't feel it in your story? Your story sometimes, is confusing me.
Sometimes I can hit like, man, I be like, you hit like a bitch. They be like, ah, you know what I'm saying?
Had they mic you up?
In the boxing match?
I did.
That's true. And then you can play in the NFL, you can play rugby, you would never feel it. Yeah.
Give it up for CP Novocaine Pile. I was like, poof.
I think the slap thing would probably be your best bet. Like, if we been for real, because they make a lot of money where they just fall off and slap the shit out of you. And if you don't fall, that's what you should do, because you don't have to keep fighting. It could be better boxing.
Yeah, that will fit you, CP, because you don't have like really big biceps, so the slap boxing will work the most.
Really?
Meg, you know what, I mean, I'm sorry.
She's right. I wasn't blessed in a frame like Meg.
Meg don't you know get enough credit.
You ain't got no frame. You ain't got no frame.
You be sneaking that shit in. I'll be peeping, Meg. I like it.
Yeah. Meg be bitch pressing baby.
Right. That's how I got this frame, okay? Built like a house, yes, strong.
Oh, built like a house. See, why are you doing that? I would say a dog house before I say a house. I wouldn't say like a whole residence. I would say like a pool house or like a back house somewhere where it's like, you know.
Those are in high demands, okay?
Hey, I bet they are.
Shit. And houses are?
Yes, they are.
I don't know that.
People be wanting to live back there in the back house.
Uh-uh.
Tahir is looking him up right now on his glasses that have internet on them.
We do see you looking at stuff.
What are you looking at, Tahir? Are you looking at
Tahir? Can't see the reflection.
I ain't looking at nothing. I'm looking at y'all.
Tahir got the first laptop glasses.
I'm looking at y'all.
Oh, shit.
That's lit. One thing we never talked about is, like, if you don't have the feeling, you might not have the urge to, like, want to do anything else. So you might be productive as hell. If you don't, if you remove, I mean, that would suck, but if you remove, like, sex and, like, stuff that just, like, feel good stuff out of your life, I'd be productive as hell. I feel like
you're right.
There wouldn't be no back pain. You would never have pains in your body. Hey,
oh, Jeff Bezos, I'm sure he doesn't feel.
What is it?
No, Mark Zuckerberg looks like he don't feel.
At all.
Mark Zuckerberg, yeah, he does. He looks like that robot from iRobot.
He looks exactly like that.
Sonny?
Damn.
He looks like Sonny for real.
He looks exactly like, I want to see him run. I feel like we'll all know if we see him run.
Yeah, he looks like he run with his arms down.
Damn, Tahir, is that one of them pineapple upside down cupcakes?
It's a pineapple upside down cupcake.
Let me see.
It got it on the inside where it busts out. That was a lot. Or it's on top.
Calm down, Roxy. Calm down. I ain't gonna lie, bro. My brain, I swear to God, my brain just smelled that cake, bro.
It's so good.
Now imagine you couldn't feel that seat.
No, Meg, you feel me, right? You ever be like, yo, my brain can smell that cake.
Now that I'm pregnant, my sense of smell, I know exactly what that tastes like, and I want some.
No, y'all don't. Mm-hmm. And that cake got meat in it.
Meaty pineapple upside down cake.
Oh, that actually might not be bad if it's ham. I don't even eat.
No, it'll be bad.
A ham pineapple cake? I bet they make that. I'm going to Google that.
Ew. What? Like a pizza?
Yeah, but like, I'm going to look it up.
Oh, why y'all be eating pineapple on your pizza? I can't do it.
I tried it. It's actually not bad. Like, with jalapenos? It's not
that bad.
It's
the cheese.
Are you serious? God damn. That sounds like a Molotov cocktail on your stomach.
There are worse things that pizza places offer, like, that are more like regular than pineapple, that are worse than pineapple.
Both anchovies. Like what? Anchovies.
Anchovies for sure.
Yes.
Other stuff. Bell peppers.
You don't like bell peppers?
What? I love bell peppers.
That's how I know your inside stink.
With stuff.
You don't eat bell peppers.
Wait. Bell peppers, you would get bell peppers on a pizza if it wasn't part of a medley of other vegetables.
Oh, no, like not just like.
Well, if my option was to do like pineapple, yes, I would choose bell pepper any day over pineapple.
Bell pepper by itself, bell pepper pizza, that's nasty.
I mean, but nobody's eating pineapple pizza by itself either. So you wouldn't really just put
You always eat pineapple with something else. You don't just have pineapple on the pizza.
You usually do bell pepper and a meat. And that is
acceptable. I've only done bell pepper with a whole bunch of other stuff.
Like a medley.
Bell pepper and pizza. If someone ordered bell pepper and pepperoni pizza, that's weird to me.
I'm going to order one a day.
I found honey baked ham cupcakes with a candy pineapple top.
That's what Tahir was eating.
what was that?
Off screen because he ate the ham off of it first. So we would.
That is not true.
So they think it's just pineapple.
That would defeat the whole purpose.
It was the face. He's
lying for no damn reason, bro.
Honey baked
cupcakes. Nah, I don't know about that. Oh, that's shit. Wild as hell.
Let's put it to a vote. I'm sick of y'all shit.
Oh, what was he talking about?
Lose your sense of sight versus the ability to feel.
Sight. I want to keep fucking. I'm not gonna give a fucking. If it's any scenario where fucking is gone, I'm choosing the opposite. Goodbye, eyes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't even understand how you fucking that room, but okay.
That's a queen bed. It's a canopy. A bitch be hanging from the rafters. Okay.
There's no way.
There's no fucking way you're hanging from that. You stop it right now.
Second of all, never point to a queen bed
and say, that's a queen bed.
I'm saying that people be fitting. and we be fucking on it, and I just move with animals.
Every nigga that come in that bedroom, he got to dress up like Zelda before he can get the
I was gonna say they need a background check. What kind of pedophile shit? Who's smashing, looking at vines and stars and all this fantasy wands?
And Hello Kitty dolls and all that type of shit. You fucking pervert!
I'm blurring my background. Y'all don't need to look at it no more.
That shit is scary.
Shut up!
I'm gonna see what you got, girl.
That's what I said. Get out my room.
They don't lately in the back.
You know that Hello Kitty be wearing a strap sometimes.
Y'all lucky I gotta download it. Hold on, it's downloading. Y'all don't get this no more. Now y'all get blurred. Right.
So Roxy says she's crazy. Going with sight, lose her sight. What you going with, CP?
Oh shit.
Lose my sense of feeling. I'm about to be a superhero.
Okay. All right, Pat, what you going with?
Take away the feeling.
Take away the feeling.
Yeah, man. You know how many kids you can have? Pop, 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 pop.
But it's gonna not, you're not gonna feel nothing when you having sex. So are you going to have them kids? Or is just going to feel like nothing?
To the NFL. She know it's, they're all going to have Meg's back and shoulders. They're going to face of the league. She's going to have a whole team. Pop, pop, pop.
Right. Yo, I would do that every single time. I don't even have to worry about getting stitched up because I'm like, I don't that feel it no thing. Way. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'll give you that. The stitches is trash.
All right, well, it looks like the sister really has that one. There's more people that would lose
it. What did you say to hear?
I said sight.
Yeah, let's go.
You lost your sight with them big ass Oculus is on. So I don't even know why you.
Happy birthday to here.
Thank you. We're going to jump right into this next topic right after this.
Hey, my business is off to a great start this year, but it's not going to get any less crazy. Online shopping isn't slowing down anytime soon, and your business is ready to keep up with the pace. With ShipStation, you'll never worry about shipping again. Make the switch to a solution that handles all your shipping needs quickly, affordably, and painlessly. ShipStation is already trusted by over 100,000 e-commerce sellers. Keep track of orders from any sales channel, easily find the best shipping carriers with deeply discounted rates, automate just about any shipping task with just a few clicks. I absolutely love ShipStation. It is so easy to use and I save tons of money. They have made life absolutely easy for me for the shipping. They take care of all that stuff for me. I can just focus on my business. Look, you can save time by funneling all your orders into one simple interface, no matter where you're selling. Manage every order, Amazon, eBay, Etsy, or your own website from anywhere, even on your phone. No more headaches from dealing with returns and return tracking. ShipStation makes it easy. Save money when you compare carrier options and choose the best shipping solution every time. ShipStation works with every carrier, so you can always, always find the best fit for you. Your business can access the same discounted rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies. Save your sanity knowing your orders are handled and you're getting the best rates. Make shipping the easiest part of having an online store. You have bigger ideas to think about. No wonder 98% of companies that use ShipStation for a year keep using it for as long as they're in business. Ship more and less time with ShipStation. Use my offer code SQUAD to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and type in SQUAD, SQUADD, ShipStation. Make ship happen.
Would you rather always eat burnt food or always eat undercooked food?
Burnt.
Burnt, man.
Oh.
How burnt?
I like some food is good burnt, like a little bit, like burnt bacon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you ain't lying. Yeah.
Burnt bacon. I like a couple of things. And there's like some recipes that be telling you how to make like rice or pasta, and the instructions they give, it's like, it don't feel done to me. So I feel like I kind of like that.
I don't think we're talking about like a little bit burnt, like there's a little char. I think we're talking about like burnt.
To the inside, black.
Undercooked, like you mean like a runny egg, like a medium, rare steak, you know. Like.
But that's not cooked, that's not undercooked. That's a level of cooking that some people like. So I think undercooked would have to be different. Like for example, burnt, like I like some things burnt and you could scrape it off, scrape the burnt part off and then you're back. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want it to be burnt like cremated.
So is it on a spectrum? Because if that's the case, then it would be the same thing for burnt, where it's all the way burnt or to a crisp. So what are we talking?
That's what I'm saying.
Stuff that's undercooked, you can eat like the outer part of it still. So same way.
But even so, like if we're going all the way burnt, that means it has to be the opposite for the other one, which is kind of all the way undercooked. Yeah. Which is you'd be sick as hell every time. I can't. And even with vegetables, that's bad. Like an undercooked vegetable, like
that's nasty. Yeah, this the texture would be bad. But like if dirty as I could just eat sushi be fine. Like a seared tuna, that'd be hitting. But I don't eat meat no more. Oh, my life would be trash. I did eat some burnt pizza, and it was hidden like last week when they caught the fire department.
Technically, sashimi would have to be undercooked too. It would have to be, if sashimi is served perfect for somebody, then undercooked sashimi would be just like a live fish, I guess.
Yeah, with so wearing a little rice skirt, flapping around on your. You got a little rice, a little tutu on, just on your plate.
It's the act out.
A rice skirt?
Tell me that you can't see it, though. Tell me that you can't see it. A little rice, a little hulu.
Why is it throwing it back?
That's how fish do.
No, they don't. I ain't never seen.
How do fish do?
Right? Don't wear that skirt.
I ain't never seen no fish.
Yeah, girl, don't question him. That's his family. Do not question him. You know. No.
Thank you, man. Because that little underhanded comment did help me, so I'll take that. But it was mean, and it hurt.
I love you, CP.
But just so you know, fish don't have no ass, so.
It's not nice. This is mean here.
It is, right?
This is supposed to be a pleasant question.
Hey, we got to come up with the song for Roxy's Room. Roxy, the teenage witch.
No, the song, her theme song is dun 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 dun
dun. Boom boom. Law and Order.
Roxy has several little boys in cages.
Why am I a pervert?
In fantasy, with your fantasy room.
Hey, hold on, Pat. It's a bunch of Nintendo Switches plugged up to a big ass power block.
Yo, water cores
going to different cages.
Don't do her like that.
Why am I the pervert in this scenario?
Fight back, Fight back. They're all playing Fortnite. The first one that died got to eat my ass.
How can you fight back to Law and Order to here? How do you fight back to that? I can't, what I'm saying. No, it's not.
Don't listen to Pat. Pat's in a 2022 Geo Prism trying to tell you about your life.
Get out
of your car, Pat.
It was the visual. The switches to the different cages was hilarious because I do got like three switches plugged up over there. So I can't argue. I'm not gonna argue. There's nothing to say.
First of all, don't listen to Meg with them goddamn three sipping paint pictures behind her.
These two are freehand.
I made her baby. This is my little girl's divorce. We all had a sipping paint.
The art theme was, all right, we're going to go for Airbnb.
I'm sorry. What was the question? Holy
burnt
shit.
Food or undercooked food?
Oh, shit. Yeah, how did we get here?
That means you can never eat chicken again, y'all. Y'all can't eat undercooked chicken, like, in no way, shape, or fashion.
I'll eat some burnt chicken. I will eat some burnt chicken.
Chicken is underdone, you bite into it, you feel like you can feel the tendons breaking while you're doing it. I hate that so much. Ah, it's the worst.
All you dogs eat the same food. You like that.
Yeah.
All you dogs.
What did y'all do to Meg today?
Anybody do nothing to Meg. She woke up and her coffin was already facing the sun, and that's what added up.
I'm sorry.
He said she was like, podcast this today.
She opened the casket. She opened the casket and the blinds was up. And now we're reaping all the benefits of that.
Wow. To hear. Wow. DP, what are you doing?
Looking at these parlays. I'm sorry, everybody.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going.
Join us.
I'm going.
All right, let's keep making fun of Roxy.
Why?
She got her background blurred out like her room is an eyewitness. I saw a lot of shit. I'll tell you everything I saw. The boys is that's the tip of the iceberg. You should see. She ain't tell you about the puppies, did she? All the puppies in this motherfucker. No. All the puppies we see. All night, puppy fucking. I'm like, this bitch crazy for real. Puppy fucking. The little boys was a nice common change for a change. It's straight puppy fucking.
Oh my god.
Stop saying that.
Okay. I don't know where to go outside of just voting at this point. Like,
She never clean up.
Why is it a Muppet? As
soon as she finna hop on a Zoom, she wanna throw shit in that other corner. We ain't stupid. My bad, I'm sorry. Cause it's blurred out, you know what I'm saying? The whole court, listen like that. That's a damn shame. You heard what the room said? The room told everything. The room said there was some kind of puppy fucking going on right in the room.
Not that you've personified her room, though.
And I can never get, it's so funny. Like, I can't even be mad.
Why you blur it out like that? Like, that's
because what I'm looking back at my stuff. What I'm going to say, Meg? What can I say? There's nothing.
You're going to get little eye surgery where they reverse the lid so it's smaller. Say something. Fight back, Roxy.
Unblur it.
No.
Give us more material.
The bedroom was the bravest room to come forward. The kitchen, no. The bathroom, no. The living room, no. But here I am by myself. I ain't scared anymore. I'm not scared of her.
I'm not unblurring it either. In fact, now y'all don't know.
She's a monster.
Let's put it to a vote.
I'm going with burnt food. Fuck you, CP. I'm going burnt food. Oh, wait, now I fucked up the shit.
There you go.
Now I got to adjust it. Wait, see?
Look. You almost had them nightgown titties in there. You got to be careful.
Put it to a vote right now.
What did I do? What did I do?
Which I'm going with? Burnt food or undercooked?
Oh, wait, my titties
burnt. Pat, what you going with?
Oh, my titties is out. Okay, whoa.
Roxy, what you going with?
Oh, whoa, too much, huh?
What you going with, burnt?
I'm going with burnt, because I'm a vegetarian, so I be eating raw shit anyway. So I got to eat a burnt would be, well, no, wait, undercooked.
I be eating raw shit anyway.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I meant the reverse. I'm going undercooked. Because
undercooked for you is eating a carrot seed.
Yeah, that's just. Is it really?
No, girl.
It's just a raw vegetable. Stop, CP. Shut up.
All right.
You don't make the rules.
Pat, what you going with? Pat, what you going with?
Burnt food.
Meg?
Burnt.
CP?
Burnt.
Okay, I'm going burnt too. Roxy, what was yours again?
Undercooked, because it don't matter.
Okay, so we all going with burnt. Looks like the burnts have it on that one. We're going to jump into this final topic right after this. Last topic of the day, we have, would you rather punch a wall at full force or get punched in the stomach?
Punch a wall? Wait, what kind of wall?
Who's punching? Yes.
Yeah.
That's true too.
A professional boxer.
Oh, yeah, I'm punching the wall.
And what kind of wall? Drywall, that... steel, brick? Oh, punch a wall. Wait, no. I don't punch the brick wall. Punch a wall.
As hard as you can, though, you'll break everything.
I used to punch.
But you know, if you tighten your abs, you can like withstand a lot of force.
That's also true. But I fell up. But I do. I'll be...
Mike Tyson.
Oh, see, I don't want, nah.
You throw up
hey, thick.
All your organs.
Yeah, you probably would snap your vertebrae. Get punched by Mike Tyson.
Spinal.
I'm too little for that.
No, you spinal. Just tighten your abs, y'all. You can, I'm telling you.
Then I tighten my abs and then he punched me away and I'm flying in the air. No.
That's not my fault, you little. Okay, put some ankle weights on or something.
Okay, well, you're pregnant, so you better choose the wall or else.
Ooh, that is
your baby out your asshole. How about that?
She needs to come out. I'm tired of waddling. Okay. I'm tired of waddling. So yeah, maybe she needs
to come out. She gonna come out.
Well, it could
that's
be
a good story.
Wall.
Like, you know, you was born through Mike Tyson.
Punch my baby. Like domestic violence.
Oh, you. Can
what
would
make
him?
It worse is if you didn't know when the punch was coming. Like, it can come at any moment, any time of day. You out just handling your business. You don't know what the boxer looks like, so you just walk throughout the streets.
Airs to hear, because if you can be ready to punch a wall, then you should be ready to get punched.
Okay. I want to punch.
Any time of the day, though?
Yeah.
That's
what
not
if
even
he punch
fair.
You right out the shower?
Can I have the no feeling thing that we had earlier?
You chose that.
You remember how damn it, I didn't choose it. Fuck.
Well, you didn't. I'm just walking around with grease on my stomach all day from Crisco, just in case.
You never.
What's that gonna do?
Huh?
What's that gonna do?
You know, they put Vaseline because when you punch, it makes it.
Yeah, that's what the face. The stomach is just like a flat mass. Like, it's just. Wow! Like,
yeah. Tell me your titties and your belly button don't look like a whole face.
Homer Simpson. No,
depends.
You don't like it. You don't like it.
Meg,
why you wanna laugh? Come on, CP, give me my props.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you something. It was mean, and I liked how mean it was. I tell you that much. You came out of nowhere with it, right?
But I tell you that much.
Yeah, I just like, where's the forehead and where's the mustache? You know what I'm saying? Like, on this face.
Right here. His neck right here.
The mustache would be like the top of his usher line, where the pubes start. And then I just, after that, it's like, I don't know about that face anymore. That's why I don't want to do this.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, the face get weird now. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I just getting punched in the stomach, getting the wind knocked out of you, and that almost like shit on myself feeling. There's nothing worse than that, man.
Hey, man.
But also, that's not gonna last as long. If you hitting it as hard as you can, and you hit hard, you can potentially break your hand.
You get internal bleeding.
Yeah, and that's gonna take longer to heal. I mean, but is the boxer hitting me as hard as he can? Like, boxing rules? Does he got gloves on?
Listen, his goal is to drop you. I'll just say that.
Oh, I'm going wall because it's me. It's my force. Like, I did it. You know, like, I mentally can brace myself to hurt myself. If somebody just coming
But it has
up,
to be max power.
Who says what your max power
I'm
going to
get high.
Is.
Yeah, I'm going to just get high and push the wall because if
I add all these extras, guys. It's the same for each one.
Because I'm high all the time.
Okay, but that means you're high when the guy punches you, too.
Oh, that's also true. But it's different because I don't, like, okay, Mike Tyson is coming to me like, I hate this bitch, and he's punching me. It's going to be way harder if I'm just like, fuck it, I'm going to punch a wall.
Right, but you got to give your abs some credit, y'all.
I can't.
When you brace, it's a different feeling.
You have a person behind your abs. You can't get punched in the stomach.
You're done.
Right. I'm thinking if I wasn't pregnant, it's not like I'm pregnant all the time, y'all, just 9 months out of the year.
Man, you be pregnant a lot.
You have been
twice in my life. Twice is a lot.
Oh, it's only two?
Yeah.
I have two kids.
For the inconvenience of us, yeah, it is all the time. I'm not going to lie to you.
It does make the joke better, but still, it's not the point.
Hey, Roxy, just think, if you got punched in the ass, you might be safe here because it's harder to punch a geometric shape. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga would press charges on her.
Jason Geometric.
It was
stupid.
He would press charges on her for breaking his hand. He can never box again.
My hand got caught in the cheeks. My hand was right in the middle of the cheeks. I didn't know what to do. I didn't even know your cheeks did. My cheeks are right at the bottom. It's a little cheeks. I didn't understand. It was like punching Hank Hill from King of the Hill.
No, that's flat. They're not flat. It's hard. It's a shape. That's flat. I'll stop the joke there. Not flat.
So Roxy, are you factoring in all this property damage that you would do to this wall?
Because
with them hands,
okay.
I feel like...
Well, you know, fuck everybody
here.
I'm going wall. I'm not even being funny. Fuck you, Pat. But I do punch trees.
You're going to have to write the city.
I punch trees and walls to get my knuckles harder. Like, for real, for real. I used to do that when I had ankle problems. I would just
what? Go put, what?
To I would train myself like how ninjas. I'm not be like I would train my shins. I would like hit my shins with sticks. I'm not being funny. What? And I would like punch trees and punch walls.
Watch Karate Kid and was like,
yo, yes.
What the hell?
I used to watch like a whole lot of like fighting, shut up, CP, a whole lot of like kung fu fighting. I swear.
The room makes so much more sense now.
I wasn't.
Trees. Y'all just see all the trees around our neighborhood. All the trees. You punch the trees. And that's how you start fucking them frogs.
I don't do it. Why would that go from punching trees to fucking frogs?
We don't know what type of freaky. We don't know what type of freaky Adam and Eve shit you're doing with those vines. We just know that we ain't gonna touch them.
I thought everybody did that because all my friends watch anime, so we would just be doing anime.
You were in the woods punching trees, and you thought
no, other in the people front, did that? In the front of my house. I wasn't going nowhere. I used to be
in my bad. I mean to stop the fun, but I have to go to this meeting, guys.
Oh, bye.
Later.
All right, CP, wait, before you go, CP, which one would you go with?
I'm probably gonna punch the wall.
Okay, punch the wall.
Okay, I'm praying your eyelid consult goes good. Be well, brother. Be well.
Oh, that was a nice little out of breath sentence. Try it again.
No lung capacity.
Okay, CP.
Hey, y'all, I can't breathe.
Those eyelids you got there. It's like, whoa. All right.
Oh, my
calm
God,
down.
Bro.
All right. Peace out, y'all. Happy bye. Birthday to you.
Wait, wait, wait. Hey, CP. Hey, what free up? Hey, cancel whatever you're doing in April, man, please.
I'll try. I'll try.
All right, bro.
All right, bro. Peace.
Yeah.
All right, bro. Talk to you in a minute.
I'm going with punch the wall because, like I said, I've had the training and the way. Yeah. Yeah, I don't do it no more. I mean, sometimes
hopefully
I still
punch. You're 30.
I mean, sometimes I still mix. For? Sometimes I still mix a tree up, but I don't really do it no more. I haven't done it in like 2 years, 2-3 years.
There's four redwoods that want Roxy dead out there. That's
when I
crazy.
See that bitch, but yeah,
that's gonna be a problem.
That's crazy.
See, that's why the hand still. Jokes are so funny, because like legit it is the I mean
that is the funniest visual I think I've just had in a long time. I'm punching a wall too. I don't think I'll live.
Well, if I wasn't pregnant I would do that, get punched in the stomach.
Really?
Yeah,
you just gonna tighten.
Cause I'm telling you, I've done a lot of boxing. It's a difference when you flex those abs and get punched versus just, you know, get punched.
But it's a surprise punch.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing that because it ain't no surprise when you hit a brick wall. So why gotta be a surprise when somebody hit me in my stomach? That don't make sense. That's
and
easy.
You got boxing training, so that's different. Like you already kind of mind. So yeah, that makes sense.
There's a whole lot of abs under this shit in here. Okay.
I'm gonna punch a wall. I'm not gonna be going throughout my day.
All of that thick layer of blubber you got.
You say what?
Oh, that would be fucked up.
You got a thick layer of blubber that keeps you warm in the winter as you swim through the Atlantic. And you had a nerve to say, this go, no, you got layers of protection, okay?
It's the visual. It's the visual. I'm sorry.
He offers a little seal, a Coca-Cola. It's
the visual. It's the visual.
And fuck you, Pat. Everybody, Pat the type of nigga want to put his hair in a bun before he get punched in the stomach, though.
Hang on real quick.
Wait. Okay, go.
That shit is kind of awkward, especially during, you know, intimate times. So I gotta...
When your hair be falling down?
Like that.
I got a whole lot of this.
It
you
is.
You got a lot of throwback?
I mean, if you're looking down, you have to. Sometimes you might hit them with this. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. Terrible. Terrible.
All right, well, let's put it to a vote, man. See what everybody's feeling like. Pat, what you going with?
Wall. I'm punching that wall.
Roxy?
Wall. You know what I'm saying? Wall getting it.
Okay.
If I'm not pregnant, which is most of my life, I will go with get punched in the stomach.
All right, I'm with it. And I'm going to go with
punch in the stomach because your blubber will hurt, cover you, so you good.
You should go wall out of spite.
I'm going wall. How about
out
that?
Out of spite? SCP said just wall cause. Too. So wall.
Just because. Bastards.
Signed by me.
Well, listen, that's been another episode of Squadcast versus Man. We want to thank our special guest, Roxy Hayes, for coming in the building. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Original Squad, CP, Meg Scoop, Patrick Clown. Of course, I'm to hear more. We'll see you guys next week on another episode of Squadcast versus. Peace, guys.
Happy birthday.
Don't let out them kids, Roxy. Happy.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.